been catching this yellow bay. Let's go. Yes, yes, yes.
When you be texting me, wondering what you look like naked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take it all from me. Take it all from me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Four New Jersey's big.
Yeah.
The closest I think we ever got to an earthquake was
two something,
7 or 8 years ago. There was something going on in LBI or something like that. There was like a small tremor.
I know what happened in New York when I was living in the Bronx. What happened? I was in the Bronx. It was an earthquake up there. It was years ago though.
Yeah, they hit the button.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Somebody hit the button. Somebody in the office was like, you know what?
Let's
Jersey
it
today. Harlem, Harlem, y'all.
Yeah, that's where I was. I was in Harlem. Yeah. I thought it was just a train because I live on 8th Avenue. Like, okay. And the A trains and the C trains, the D train, they all run under my building.
Okay.
So I hear rumbling from time to time. You hear the train, but this time it was different. It was rumbling harder, shaking harder. I was
when
like, damn, that can't be the train.
That's a problem.
That can't be the train.
You shake it.
But then it stopped. It only lasted for like a few seconds, and then it stopped.
Yeah, that was crazy. It literally woke me up out of a deep sleep, you know, I thought it was over.
And I started thinking, I got to get my stuff together again. Yeah. I got to live for the moment. Live in the moment.
Yeah, the whole world going to have an earthquake soon.
I was a little
then
upset
what?
Because
then what?
I didn't get to experience it, you know.
Oh, my God. Be thankful, brother. Be thankful. The earth was moving, okay? Yeah. The earth was moving at that time.
Yeah, but I wanted to feel that shake, you know, just say, yeah, I have to experience. It's crazy as it sounds, though. But
you might just want to go to the strip club. You might just want to go to the strip club. So you're looking for some kind of shake.
You don't want no real earthquake.
Yeah. All right. So let's jump into Keith KC, the MC.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Welcome, my brother.
Yeah, this is your boy Keith KC in the building.
All right. Talk to me. Let everybody know who you are, what you do, what you've done, and what you got going on.
I'm a founding member of Master Don and the Def Committee. We made the record Funk Box Party, the original. Make them say,
Master P, did you cut the check?
Nah, he did not. We chased him forever for that bread.
He ain't never pay you.
Nah, he didn't.
Master P, if you can hear me, come on, brother.
He don't even want to let nobody know where he got the loop from. I mean, we'll deal with it, you know. Okay, I was with Master Don and the Def Committee crew, known to everybody through the world as the Master Don Committee. I'm a founding member of Rex and Effect with Teddy Riley and Gene Griffin.
Talk to him.
Wow. Yeah.
Talk to him. Talk to him. Heavy hair early today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I mean, it was good over there. I mean, you know, I was shopping, like after I left Master Don and them, you know, I was shopping, you know what I'm saying, a demo to do an album on myself. And I went up to MCA, and then I ran into Teddy Riley up there. Now, we knew each other, you know what I'm saying, from the hood. We used to go to the block parties and the park jams and all of that.
New York, right.
Yeah. And he said, yo, man, you still with Master Don and them? I was like, nah, I'm trying to do my own thing. And he was like, yo, I got my brother and them, and I need somebody, you know what I'm saying, to help them, you know what I'm saying? So I said, yo, I help them, and you give me my own situation after I help them.
I help you, you help me.
Yeah, so, I mean, I did it, but, you know, sometimes you can do your job too well. You dig what I'm saying? I went over there, and I helped them, and, you know, and with all the help and everybody seeing my ability, you know what I'm saying, I became a threat to them.
Took it as a threat, huh?
Yeah.
Terrible.
So, you know.
Terrible. It's a disease in the music industry.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's so bad that, I mean, even if you do got beef with somebody, I mean, this is music, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like we out selling drugs, you know what I'm saying? fighting and shooting, you know, and all of that. You know what I'm saying? We competing with music. So, you know what I'm saying?
Harmless.
Yeah. So whoever you competing with should be allowed to, you know what I'm saying, at least put whatever they have and put it out there. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the music business, they will stop you cold before you even get going. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this one, he's going to be a threat to this one. He's going to be a threat to...
Right.
We got to cut him off right here.
Right. They'll sign you.
Yeah.
Just to shelf you.
Just to shelf you.
That's what they'll do.
Because somebody else is the priority over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So...
I tell them no. Unless the money is amazing, I tell them no.
You know, sometimes you can do your job too well. What I should have did was just made sure I got my own first before I started helping anybody. You know what I'm saying? But I was young. I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? I figure it's all love with everybody, you know? And that is definitely not the case of the music business.
No.
If you want to get somewhere, you got to give up something. And you may have to give everything.
But you think about this. I was talking to my A&R recently. Shout out to M80. I was telling him that the reason that the labels are letting people go are because of the structure of the way the businesses ran. Those people were so stuck in their ways that... It kind of, you know, it made it harder for artists to get through. You know, they kind of played like a barrier. And now you could really, I mean, it's less people to talk to, but the access is there.
Yeah, the access is there, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, how far can you really go today with this music right now? You know what I'm saying? With the way it is. I mean, It ain't like you can just sell physical copies and see... Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what I'm saying? Right. What your numbers are.
It's about sponsorships.
With these streams, with these streams, how much is a stream worth? Mm-hmm. Who knows
Nothing.
That? You understand what
Nothing.
I'm saying? And then how many streams you got to get to a certain level?
Well, I think now, if I'm not mistaken, it's like supposed to be going up to like 1 cent a stream or something like that.
It's designed to do you even harder right now.
Right. No, it's kind of like
digital.
It's kind of like you pay $75,000 a year for 4 years to go to college, but once you get out, you're only making $50,000.
Yeah.
And you owe that back plus interest.
Yeah, right. And I was watching something today, too. It was like, to end homelessness, it was like $40 billion. And I'm thinking, like, didn't we just give $200 billion away to somebody else?
It ain't like we ain't got it.
I'm like, so it makes you check out people's real priorities. And I think that's the priority, you know, that people had in the industry. And that's why a lot of labels let them go. And they're wondering, like, why and all. Well, it's because the structure. I believe it's the structure. Somebody had to pay this person and pay this person and pay this person and pay this person to get to this person. And then...
Everybody's so scared that the next person is going to grow higher than them or be more successful than them.
Right.
You know? And that's crazy. I mean, even if that's the case, a person should be allowed to have their time to go and make their money.
If you shine, let them shine.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how, you know, successful they become. People should be allowed that chance to do it. And a lot of time, the industry take that chance from you, so you can't do it.
Right, and it a lot of it has to do with money. So it's like a lot of artists now are coming up; they already getting money. They doing everything beforehand, you know. And then once they get there, they don't even need the label because now they got sponsorships. Now they got people that's advertising with them. So it's no need for a label.
Yeah,
you know.
Now you could do it yourself. Now,
right? You could do it yourself.
Yeah.
Social media is here. The outlets are there.
Yeah.
And they kind of hoarded them for a long time, but now it's like, what are you gonna do? Instagram is the new news.
This digital way of doing music is new to a lot of people. A lot of people are stuck in the old way.
Right.
You know, but.
Yeah, that's another reason they let people go.
And we still learning as we're going with this new digital way of doing music. We learning all over again.
AI coming along.
You know?
All that's come. That's a whole nother ballpark.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother game right there. AI.
You know how long it took me to actually switch to CDs? I wanted my tape. But then once I got that CD, I'm like, ooh, I don't got to rewind or fast forward no more.
I could just hit a button and go right the way I want to go.
No skips.
Right?
No skips.
I didn't want to change.
Yeah. I was listening to my father-in-law's, he had some music going on the other day, And it started skipping. And I said, oh, my God, you got the disc changer going.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't say it out loud. I'm thinking in my head, but I had to turn it off. I said, yo, it's skipping.
The good thing about it is you can play what you want, when you want, exactly when you want it. That's the only good thing about it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, I remember listening to, like, Dangerous by Busta Rhymes. I had the CD, you know, Pac, All Eyes on Me. I remember, you know, all those. I remember, but now you could just go on social media, hit play.
Yeah.
Now you go on Spotify, just hit play.
That's it.
That's it. But I miss my CD. I wish I still had it.
Well, you know, I sold my CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me ask you, Keith.
Back when they were worth money.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, your group, being one of the pioneers of hip hop, your group also had a female in your group, too.
Yeah. The good Dr. Pebbly Poo. Ooh. Pat, what's the word? Keith KC is in the building. Holla. Big shout to Pebbly Poo.
What is she? So what did she do in the group?
She was the female of our group. It was four guys and one girl. She was the female.
Did she sing? Did she rap?
She rap.
Oh, I got to check.
You never heard of Pebbly Poo?
Nah, I be busy,
Fly
though.
Fly Gox.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Fly
sorry.
Gox. She did the answer to Boogie Boys.
Okay, yeah, nah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Okay, dope.
Big shout to the good doctor.
So what you got going on today? Like, what's up? What you involved with now?
All right. I got a single running on YouTube right now. It's called Big Black. My guy, Redhead Kingpin, shot the video for me. You know what I'm saying? Put the video together for me. Okay. And I got that going right now.
You got to check that out today.
Yeah. I did a song with Lil Rodney C from the Funky Four, like a new Double Trouble song with him.
Rodney, what up, baby?
You know?
Philly, what's good?
And that joint is fire to death, you know what I'm saying? So if you on YouTube, go to Lyrical Workout, New Double Trouble. That joint is fire.
We was just at Rodney's house not too long ago. He probably played the record, too, because I was listening to some of his music at his house. It has a vibe. It definitely has a vibe.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell it was professionally recorded. It's old school, but it's there.
It's new.
Yeah, it's new. It's old school, but it's new.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's something for everybody to check out.
No doubt.
Rodney's one of a kind, baby.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Tell you that. God bless Rodney.
Shot Rock.
Sure enough.
KK Rock World.
He also did an interview for my man Scoop. Shout out to Watch This Podcast. Rodney C came through there and did an interview. Much love. Shout out to my man Scoop.
Yeah, I missed that old school music.
They also had a little party they did for another legendary hip hop.
T-Ski Valley.
Yes. And Sergio.
North BX.
We can't forget my man Sergio from Boogie Boys as well.
You know? Sergio, Boogie Boys. Yes, indeed. Big Serge. Absolutely. Romeo JD. Rest in peace, Kid Delight. Boogie Knight. No doubt.
But Will you turn that off?
Is it off or on?
Terrible, man. You terrible.
It's on?
It's on?
It's on?
It's not on.
It's on.
I didn't touch it.
You did, too.
I touched this right here.
That joint wasn't on from the beginning. Back to what we were saying about, you know what I'm saying, what we doing and all of that. I got a whole album that I put together. Like every week I get with my producers, you know what I'm saying, and people that, you know what I'm saying, I work with.
Who the producers?
All right, my guy... Sour Face Music.
Okay.
He's my best guy. He's from the LES in you know, in New York and Manhattan, you know. My guy, Professor X. He's from Harlem.
Oh yeah, that sounds familiar.
I mean Professor X. There was a Professor X with X Clan. The dude used to say Van Glorious.
Oh. Yeah. So this is another
big shout to X Clan, Brother Jay, all of that.
But it's another Professor X.
Yeah, this is another Professor X. You know what I'm saying? We call him Professor X because he's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
From X-Men. You know what I'm
saying? That's dope. That's
you know
dope.
What I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie.
He got a bald head and he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
We call him Kelton Xavier.
Shout out Professor X.
Shout out Professor X.
Yeah, me. The one in the wheelchair.
Yeah. And we, you know, every week we get together, you know what I'm saying, when everybody's available and we go and we make music. So I got an album ready, and I got more songs that we've been working on top of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting till the right time, because you got to wait till the right time, because you put your stuff out at the wrong time, and them big dogs is out, they gonna snatch your plate.
So Okay, so see, I'm a little opposite. So I think it's best to just put it out and market it and market it and market it until something
until it catch on.
Right, right. So that's my thing, is drop it. And a lot of people will tell you, just put it out. You know, like somebody even told me the other day, was like, keep releasing music, remarketing your old music. You know, they just said, they kept reiterating that I should just market my old music too. So it's like you marketed everything at once, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the real catch, is it costs money to market.
Yeah, promoting a song could cost you from $5,000 to $500,000 to just to promote.
Probably double that too.
Double that. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how far you want to go with it.
Right.
And you got to have the money to go that far. And, you know, the average dude from the ghettos or from the lower income communities, they ain't got no money to do that, you know? And the hustle game is going. I mean, it used to be, you know what I'm saying, hustlers, big-time drug dealers that had all the money that'd be the bank for you.
Right.
Yeah, come over here. We got this one alone. Put that out. Just hit me back with my bread and let niggas know who
can't even trust
who made
them
this
now.
Happen for you.
Can't even trust them
it's
now.
It's no more drug money. That's it.
Yeah.
It's okay. No more.
Okay.
The streets are dead.
Yep. Nah, so this.
I mean, it's still there, but it ain't what
it's
it was.
It's hard, right, yes. It's harder.
I mean, it's still there, but.
It's harder to hustle nowadays, and I want to say it's kind of only right, but at the same time, I know what it's like being a hustler, so you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah, nobody want to be poisoning the community. It's always it's a bad look that comes with that, but the good thing that came out of it is that somebody had money to help to the people that didn't.
Right.
Somebody
turn a bad situation into a positive one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because once you get to where you're going or whatever, you can. It's important to always reach back and help out. I believe
help everybody that helps you, or people that need help that can't help themselves.
Right.
And you know.
Yeah. No. That's why I say give money, give love.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean, everybody knows I'm a hustler, you know what I mean? I love to turn nothing into the biggest it could be. And the way I used to do it, that lifestyle's not available anymore.
Yeah, nah.
Especially if you want to be out here in society.
The money's not the same.
Affecting the community in a positive way.
But the dangers and the tragedies that come with it is the same. That has not changed.
Right.
They'll kill you over nothing right now.
It's getting worse. Obviously.
It's no money out there, and they out there fighting over no money.
Right.
You know?
Just a block. Or a strip.
Just to be able to claim the block. This block is mine.
Right.
That shit dumb.
It used to be money on the block.
Yeah, but it's no
but
money
now
there
it's
now.
It's just like you can't walk down the street for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's my block, I want to say it's a color.
Ain't no more money out here, so I'm tight with everybody. You can't come down this block.
Right. It's crazy.
Like, what funny shit people be doing?
It's crazy, too, because I think I'm guilty. I think I'm guilty as far as, like, I don't care where I'm at. I don't care who's around. I'm going to be me. Like, my family is a little worried. Me. I'm wearing my chain in the middle of New York. And he's like, yo, somebody. I'm like, bro, it's like, the way you carry yourself matters.
Real recognize real.
Ain't nobody going to run up like, I wouldn't be wearing my chain if I didn't think I could keep it on my neck.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people don't believe that, but at the same time, I'm not the one you run up on. You know what I mean?
The average stick up kid wanna intimidate you, rob you, and be out.
Right.
If they think they gotta stand there and fight with you all day for your shit, they not gonna mess with you.
Right.
You know?
You know what I mean? Because they don't wanna shoot you.
Right. They don't wanna
do that. They don't wanna shoot you.
Nah, they don't wanna do
they
that.
They just want your chain. They want your watch you and all that. But I live by the code, can't get it.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up nothing.
You can look me in the face and say, yo, he ain't gonna do it. He better kill you.
You had to shoot me because I'm not giving you my chain, my necklace, nothing. Because I worked hard for the things I got. And when you work hard for it, you got a little bit more, you know, people try to, oh, we'll get that back or we'll do this. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
You wasn't there. You know what I mean? You didn't have to do what we did to achieve these goals. You know what I mean? So, yeah, nah, we're not giving this away. This is sacred. You know, and when people start, you know, like fighting back.
Yeah.
People will realize they don't want to go through the stress.
They don't want to go through all of that.
You know what I mean? Imagine you pulling a gun on somebody and them beating you up and taking it, and now they got the gun. It's like they say, it's no fun when the rabbit's got the gun.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm making you strip naked. You know, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to shoot you. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Yo, everything off. Everything off.
Anything. Mm-hmm.
Everything off. And I'm not keeping anything. I just want it off.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And just give it to the bum down the street.
That way you can't chase me nowhere. You can't follow me nowhere.
Right. You won't do this again to somebody.
Go learn your lesson.
That, right. You know. That's all people need. People need a lesson. People need like hands-on learning. You know, as bad as that sounds, you need hands-on learning to understand that some things you should not do.
Right.
You know. Yeah. He was worried. Rip was worried about me. He said you can't be walking around. You can't. He said, you know where he stay at. You can't go stay over there. I said, man, look, I'm the type of person get out of the car and walk through 100 brothers.
Yeah.
Like I lived there for 20 years. And usually nobody does anything.
And it's 100 people. They right there. They stand. They all ready to move.
Yeah, they ready to move too.
And you walking through them. So they like, yo, it's either this strap or he crazy, one or the other. Either way, I don't want no part of it.
Right. That's, yo, that is true.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I got some pointers if you need them.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, our cousin Rip, we was in Brooklyn when this happened, and our cousin Rip was telling him, listen, man, you can't be walking around here with this gold chain on. You got this big old chain on. Somebody going to take you out here. He said, listen, man, I'm telling you, this is my neighborhood. I know the people around here.
Yeah.
He said, you walk around that corner, you won't be got. You know?
Yeah. So, and that, mind you, I've been walking around in Brooklyn all the time, maybe 15, 20 years before I even met my own family there.
And they go hard in Brooklyn.
Yeah, no.
Brownville ain't no joke.
It's not. No, it's not. It's not. Now, let me tell you, I'm not out there during the daytime playing around on the corners and all that. But, you know, when the lights go out, I will pop out and I'll be in big crowds of people. But I've been going out there so long. People I never even met know who I am. You see what I'm saying? And that's not like a, you know, some kind of like weight thing. It's just like, it's just how I carry myself. People know I respect them. They respect me. I show love. They show love. And that's the way I rock, you know. And if you rock like that, I believe you be good anywhere you go. You know, I've been in some crazy places in Los Angeles, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, they'll tell you, oh, don't go here. Don't go. Well, no, you don't go there because they're going to sense your fear.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll sense your fear. But me, I'm just like I'm going to hang out here like I live here, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do stuff like that, people respect you more. They be like, yo, he ain't got no security or nothing. And everybody probably strapped up or doing whatever. And they just like, yo, leave him alone, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I done seen somebody walk over to somebody else and say, nah, not him, bro. You know what I mean? And he came back later and told me, he was like, nah, I was telling him, you know what I mean, you good out here. You know what I mean? And I was like, I appreciate it. But, it would have went down if it went down. I have no problem defending myself. I don't like to fight, but I'm good at it. You see what I'm saying? I don't like to fight. I'm somebody that's like
fight,
see somebody getting hurt.
I'm gonna fight if it go that.
Right, right. I'm like if I see somebody getting hurt, I'm gonna try to like, yo, all right, bro, you got this one. Like, get off him or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I break it up, but it's like, you know, you're frowned upon by that. You know, just by trying to intervene and stop it from going to where it could be like, all right, bro, what if you kick this person the wrong way and they don't get up, bro? Now you got a murder rap.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of, yo, let's stop this before it can go.
And if you did it outside, they can find exactly who you is.
Right. You on camera.
Where was they at? What time did it happen?
You're on camera. They all
go right
ready.
To it. Bob, there you go. We got him right here. There you go. He right there.
I did. Okay, so this is funny. So yesterday I'm on, I think I was on my Ring or, you know, it might have been Instagram or whatever. But I saw a video of a guy or a girl or whoever this was, but it looked like E.T. with a trash bag over their entire body, and all you could see was the sneakers, okay? So this person comes waddling up with the trash bag to get a package, okay? And then waddles out of the camera view. I thought it was one of the most legendary. Like, literally pulled the trash bag over their head, all the way down to their feet. So all you saw was these shoes. They could be identified by the shoes, though, because they were a little, like, they're different. Like, people I don't see people rocking these. They were, like, sandals, you know, shoe-ish, whatever. But they was just covered up the whole body, face. Yeah. You couldn't see nothing. They put the baggage under and then they left. And then wow. I thought it was the most funniest thing ever. Shout out to that person, whoever you are.
Wow.
Congratulations for getting away.
Originality. Yeah,
you deserve it. I also saw something about, oh, man, was it a robbery? I think it was a robbery at a Garda facility. $30 million was stolen.
Wow.
So I'm thinking like, yo, okay, so which employee set this up? You know what I mean? Because, okay, so the people supposedly came through the roof and went down undetected in the building, took out 30, over Easter weekend.
Sounds like Mission Impossible.
Took out 30 million and then went home. I mean, wow. What are you thinking about right now?
Inside
you got
down.
30 mil on the couch.
Yeah. 30 mil on the couch. Oh, man.
I'm first thing I'm going to do is go get a big car, fill that car up. I don't even know what I would do.
You're giving it away. Mm-hmm.
You giving it away?
I'm thinking, you know what? I'm sitting here thinking, now, some of it. What I'm thinking here is, you know.
I give a mil away. That's it.
I'm just thinking of what we're in the city, right? So I'm thinking of Kensington right now, and you guys are talking about like getting your hands dirty. People don't get their hands dirty anymore. Everything's, you know, and that's what I'm thinking of. Like you're saying, just being me, they'd be like, "What are you doing in a place like this? What?" Like it is. It's about your heart.
Right.
Like someone's got to be there to make, whether it be helping people, whether it be making moves. You got to get your hands dirty, and you got to be in person. That people need a lesson,
right?
Okay, and like you were saying, that's not how society is anymore. Everything's okay. We're on a podcast, right? We're on a radio station right now, but nothing's face to face anymore. So people are like, they can be whoever they want to be. So that's why they're like, oh, you're going out there? You go on the street? There's nobody on the streets anymore.
Right.
It's Friday night, Saturday night. Where is everybody?
Inside the bar, inside the club,
inside somewhere,
home with your lady.
Yep.
You know,
they partying in the crib,
right?
Or they partying at the party.
Get Money, Give Love Radio, the best music in the world. Don't believe me? Tune in. Let's go. Max Gilliam, Joey Dawes featuring Max Gilliam. Let's go. Slow down. Don't slow down. All platforms, go get that. Let's go.